Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We should not cling to that false hope. I want to get back to normal as much as anyone. And maybe after a period of time, if we saw sustained progress, really had evidence of progress, we could have that conversation. But we're seeing right now, unfortunately, a growing challenge, a growing crisis that's clearly going to take us into April.
All right, that was Mayor Bill de Blasio talking about his thoughts on the timeline that everybody wants to know about because of what we're seeing, certainly in his city. The city that never sleeps, unfortunately, is really ground zero, for lack of a better way to say it. Once again, it's very sad to see for what has become this pandemic. And you've got things like the mayor releasing 200 inmates from New York City jails to stop the spread of it. And, of course, the hope is, because he said April, that they'll be able to open schools in April. But the fact is, it is a fight. It is a fight for our lives that we're in, and one for the times that I don't know that we ever really thought we would be in. Although you're smart, this group of listeners, and we talk about viruses, and you know, I went down to Grenada and hung out with those virologists, and my eyes were open clearly as to what the possibilities were. All right, so it's not going to be all downer stuff here on the show. You know how we roll. Kate Delaney, thrilled to have you with us as we've been here for, 15 years, 10 on this network. Can't believe it. Time really, really flies. So bravo to all the people who are social distancing, who are reaching out to their neighbors by having virtual calls and coffee and happy hours and spreading goodwill and putting signs in yards and windows and dropping packages off for elderly people and mailing cards and by putting them just there in their box and their postman comes and grabs it, or postwoman. It's just amazing, again, the resilience of the American people and the resilience of so many to reach out and help other people. And that's it. We're all in this together, and that's what you have to remember. Sometimes you think, you look at yourself and you feel healthy and you do all these things and you think, well, that can't happen. But the thing is, you are a weapon, and you have to remember that. You're a weapon that can spread to other people. You can kill people by not taking personal responsibility in it and in this whole thing. So there has been some politics that, of course, bubbles up in the middle of the pandemic, but not quite as harsh as we've seen in the past. I think there is the spirit of at least some sort of trying to cooperate. Where the finger pointing comes in is, wow, medical supplies critically low, and the arguments over ventilators and where you're going to get the ventilators and the masks, crazy enough. It's like somebody threw them down the church stairwells and then they found them, like in a cathedral in Washington, D.C., finding the masks, or the hot market for the masks and selling them to the highest bidder. Sometimes it's state against state, which is just awful to see that. I mean, look, we need supplies. Let's get supplies. Let's cut the nonsense on that. So you have Anthony Fauci, who is really the guy to listen to. The president's listening to him. The president wants him up there with him because he knows this guy is somebody who's respected, has the chops, and is trying to get people to play along, understand what's happening, and he's looking for the silver lining too. And look, he wants to get the economy going again, but Fauci doesn't want people to have a false sense, get out there too early, and then really crush it, because the reverse could happen. So we don't know the timeline. We keep hearing April. Things are getting moved to April. And maybe it is going to be April. And maybe it is going to be the beginning of May. The key thing is you don't, what you don't want to see with the coronavirus outbreak is that spread. Again, it's clamping down, flattening the curve, not spreading the bloody thing so that we play this game of doing it all over again. The sooner we can do that, the better. All right, as for the numbers, because you're always asking me for them, and I'm here on the air live, which is great because I can tell you what's happening. I can't wait till I get on the air and say, oh my gosh, the numbers are reversing so quickly, I can't believe it. But so we know they're going to vote for the finality of this is they're going to vote Friday on the House on the $2 trillion emergency relief bill. That should soften the blow by this economic crisis. And the Labor Department is reporting, this is something we haven't seen in so long, 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. So that smashes the previous record. We've got a devastating toll on public health, obviously. And worldwide, we're seeing that, too. In New York, I mentioned this already, it is the epicenter, but the number of confirmed cases is spiking elsewhere, Louisiana, Michigan, and Texas. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has hit well over 1,000. And the U.S. also surpassed China in confirmed reported cases, but more tests are coming in, so that's part of what that's about. I think the stimulus package will make some people feel better, will help people, help small businesses who qualify and need it, and so that's the good news there. And you're seeing those sorry we're closed signs pretty much everywhere, right, at this point. You're seeing that everywhere you go. And, of course, that means they're playing along and they want to open up. So if you want to open up faster, you get everybody to get on board, which is very tough in a country like the United States because, thank goodness, we live in what I call the greatest country on the face of the earth because we have the freedoms that we have to express ourselves, to make the choices that we make. So it's really tough with this whole quarantined thing. All right, as far as the total confirmed cases, I'm going to say it again, 85,505 reported deaths, 1,288. I mentioned about exceeding China and the disease has been reported in every state and U.S. territories, too, as well. So, again, that's the number, the official number I got. So, you know, in New York, over 39,000 cases. In California, over 4,000. And, of course, in Washington, over 2,000. The neighborhoods that I've seen and the photos that many of you have sent me are so heartwarming, I cannot tell you, where people are figuring out ways where they can connect with family, connect with friends, connect with people on their block, do breakfast together, actually have dinners together where you sit down and you talk and you're just doing the virtual thing. It's interesting. Technology has made us crazier in some ways, but technology has also made us better in other ways. And when you're in a pandemic and you can actually not touch someone, but you can actually see them, I think there's great, great comfort in that. All right, coming up, we need some levity on this show. How about a little of this or that? Eric will join me on the flip side. He is the technical wizard of this version of the show. We're going there next, and so are you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
So we're taking a break from the numbers, the worst case scenarios, all that kind of stuff. We know it. And thanks to all of you. Remember, you can still send me your great stories about what's happening in your hood, because people are reaching out to other people, and I feel good about that. Connect with somebody. You'll feel better, too. Trust me. Even some of the most curmudgeon-y people, let's say, that I know have warmed their hearts. So maybe there's something about connection during this time period. And it's not that difficult to do, just doing a little favor for a neighbor, whether it's connecting with them virtually or running to the store for someone elderly or whatever it is that you can possibly do. But send me your stories at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. It's been a great week on the show of interviewing entertainers, bopping around the country to get a perspective on what's happening in different areas and how our normal life, it's strange to see it come to a grind. So joining us now on the air is Eric, the wizard of the technical part of this show. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
You know, there's a method to that. By me calling you the wizard, you have to live up to that.
I do.
I like that. I do.
You don't see it, but it happens.
It does. The magic happens. The magic does happen in radio behind the scenes. And at some point, we'll have to get someone to take a picture of you doing what you do, and I'm going to start to show people what we do a little bit more. Peel back the layers. Let them see inside. I call it inside baseball, because that's where the fun stuff happens.
They might be disappointed, though.
They might be. That's right. Well, I just want a tour of that soda machine. Did someone bash it in already, or is it just sitting there? What's happening?
Oh, I don't use that. I'm afraid it'll take my money.
Right, because that's what happens, and then you're out of the money. It's the worst. Okay, so let's say for a second. I mean, of course, you can read now on Kindles, and you don't have to have something in your hand, physically in your hand. But if you had the choice, and you were in an era where you could be on a train and not have to worry about the coronavirus, and you had the option between a newspaper, old school, and a magazine, what would you pick?
A newspaper.
Me too. All right, so why is your reasoning for a newspaper?
I feel like there would be, hopefully, some more useful information, and I feel like newspapers can be more, I don't know, I'm more old school, I guess. I don't know, I like the comics and stuff.
The comics, okay. So I'm with you. The comics, there's a crossword puzzle, there's snippets of news and information, there's some factoid that you maybe wouldn't know, and it's not fake news, let's say it's a good newspaper, then I'm going with newspaper too. Plus my dad was a newspaper guy. He used to write a column. How about that? Gerard Delaney, he was a writer.
Nice, yeah. And there's a lot of ads in magazines too.
Ugh, no kidding, right? You go through them and that's ad after ad after ad after ad. All right, and let's move to the next one. So if you were reading that newspaper and you had a choice between popcorn or tortilla chips, which would you pick?
Popcorn.
Why not chips?
I think it's a healthier choice.
Mm.
Plus, like, popcorn, it has that nostalgic feel to it, you know?
Right, it's easier to eat. It's not, I mean, because if you eat the chips, you probably have salsa or something with it. And I'm going to go with popcorn, too. It's kind of like when you're at a ball game. I know tons of people get nachos. And those nachos, boy, they are just, the cheese is flying on the ground, and it's such a mess, especially when it's super, super hot. And I always think, you know what? Nachos, when you're sitting at a table in a restaurant, it's good. When you're at a ball game and you're jumping up and down and it's dropping all over the place, bleh, I'd rather have the popcorn.
Yeah, it's better.
It's better. All right, you're a guy, but this totally will work for you, especially because you revealed something to me. So for heroines of the past, Sleeping Beauty or Cinderella?
Sleeping Beauty, I guess.
Sleeping Beauty. I mean, they all look the same, don't they? They all have dark hair and they're beautiful. And well, actually, Cinderella's a blonde, so that means you prefer dark-haired women.
Yeah, the GF is brunette.
Brunette. Is your girlfriend a brunette?
Yep.
Oh, see, there you go. That's why. She has you going in the brunette direction. You know men prefer blondes. You've heard that, right?
Not in a while.
Not in a while. So all right, so brunette. All right, we're disagreeing. I go with Cinderella all the time because she had the evil sisters. I mean, I have nothing against Sleeping Beauty, but Cinderella had it harder. She was like the wench that had to pick up after everyone, the worst-case scenario. Nasty, evil sisters. And then finally she gets rescued by a guy because of a glass slipper. I love it. All right, we're going to stick on that theme. Simpsons or Bugs Bunny?
Let's say, I like Bugs Bunny, but Simpsons is probably, like, more entertaining.
Right, you like Bugs Bunny, but Simpsons, there's more sarcasm, more realistic. Matt Groening has, like, just created the best characters ever.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. I'm with you, Simpsons. I remember when it first came on, oh my gosh, I think I was living in California. I don't know how long it's been on the air, but it's a long time the Simpsons have been on the air. Absolutely. Yeah. If you had the choice between staying in the top part of the castle or in the dungeon, which would you pick?
That's a tough one. Probably, I'll go with the top.
Staying at the top of the castle.
Yeah. It's probably
not me.
It's probably a better view.
It might be a better view, but I like the idea of staying in the dungeon, all that history, the possibility of ghosts, the stories. Ooh, I don't know. I like the idea of scaring someone. I'm not sure.
I feel like it would get old down there.
would get old. We're locking you in the dungeon and we'll come get you in the morning. That's true. Upstairs, downstairs, there is a difference. Okay, how about this? It's funny, when you go into a market, and I think most people listening to can relate to this, for this or that, you're assaulted by food immediately. Even in the pandemic era, you walk in and you're just trying to, I always say now, especially if I have to go in, and I've been really careful about that, it's search and destroy. Here's what I need, boom, boom, I'm out. And the people in my market, I have to say, are great. They're very sanitary. They're watching everyone the best they can anyway. And the people that have come in, at least when I've been there, have been good about it. Not like this joker who coughed all over the food and they had to take all the food out because people were worried. So when you first go in, a lot of times it's you see produce. And, you know, sometimes you'll see fruit. If you have fruit in the front of the store, would you take bananas or apples?
Apples, I guess.
Apples. Yeah, I think apples are better for you. Bananas are good, but they're, I don't know, they can get old if you have too many bananas.
Yeah, they get old fast, and they kind of taste funny sometimes.
They do. They get. I like that. Bananas get old fast, so forget it. I'm going for the apple. All right, so you and I order a pizza, and you only have a choice of these toppings. The choices are pepperoni and sausage, or you could have on another pizza, you could have peppers and onions. Which do you take?
Mm. So it's between sausage and pepperoni and peppers and onions?
Uh-huh.
The meat. I go with the meat.
The meat! I don't know. For me, I could go either or, because now that I've really watched, pepperonis are loaded up, but I still might go with the meat, too. Especially if I'm in the dungeon and I'm watching The Simpsons, then perhaps I'm going to just go all out. I'm just going to eat the pepperoni. That's probably what I'll do, right? All right, so you have a choice. You could be either you get a pair of rollerblades or a bike. Which are you taking?
Oh, bike. Definitely.
Me too. I love to bike ride. How about any of you out there? Are you missing your bike rides when you just jump on the bike, pull it out of the mothballs, and go riding around the block? I like bike rides. Do you like bike rides?
I love it. I have a mountain bike that I take all the time when the weather's
nice. Ooh, a mountain bike. Yeah, and that's interesting because I just have a regular bike, I want to say it's a 12-speed, but I like mountain bikes, too. When I lived in California, we used to go from town to town on the mountain bikes. It was cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Good exercise.
It is good exercise. Biking is, but we can't do that now. We'd probably be fine. All right, another version of This or That in the books. Wizard, thank you.
Thank you.
So now you just get to get more revelations there. Are you thinking about popcorn and newspapers and Simpsons and, I don't know, guys, what do you think? Sleeping Beauty or Cinderella? I could have gone the other way, you know. Hulk or Spider-Man. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So it's going to be leaving on Saturday rather than 3 weeks from now. They did the maintenance quickly.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus daily briefing says New York City, which has a majority of cases right now, will get additional help as the Navy ship USNS Comfort will be arriving Monday. The president will send it off Saturday from Virginia. Meanwhile, President Trump with his highest ever job performance numbers in a new Fox News poll, 48% of Americans approve of the job he's doing. Not good, but to be expected. The number of people filing for unemployment soaring to 3.8 million last week. The Fed chair says the economy may be in a recession right now. The House stimulus bill expected to pass Friday. Wall Street higher on the news. The Dow gaining 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
So excited about our next guest. He's written a book called Detours to Destiny, a memoir, Elling Halvorsen. He's also the chairman of Papillion Airways. He owned a construction company that specialized in projects in high logistics remote areas. Wow, fascinating. So how about this, Elling? Take us back to this day, 13.5 miles of treacherous canyon at the Grand Canyon. And what was it like when you started that project?
Well, I surveyed the project in 1964. By walking the entire pipeline and making notes as I went. There were so many difficult choices to be made. That is how to get the pipe into the canyon and how to get it distributed over the length of the pipeline and where and when to bend the pipe to fit the contour of the land, since there was a vertical or horizontal bend in the pipe about every 15 feet. And the backfill was a problem because there was no three-quarter inch minus material available, obviously. We were limited to a 6.5 foot right of way or the width of the trail, whichever was the least. And one by one, we had to deal with these problems. And each one of these conditions had actually had a detour attached to it because nothing worked perfect the first time around. So one of the major problems was the backfill material. It was a federal specification that it had to be met, and there was no material, and it would have cost maybe $100 million to fly it in by helicopter. So that wasn't practical. And so we studied the situation, and it came upon me as I stood there that the backfill was right under our feet. The only thing is we have to find a way to process it. And so I that evening when we went to our cabins, I did some drawing and sketching and came back the next day, and I had sketched out a little drilling machine that would drill a hole about every 2 feet in the soil. We'd go down with a 3 foot hole to put dynamite in it and blast the rock. And then I had sketched out a self-propelled crushing machine that we would have to build that would crush the rock, and we designed a backhoe, a special backhoe that would dig the shot rock and put it into this crushing machine, and it would crush the material and fill the ditch underneath the crusher as it was moving along. It was self-propelled. And it was a very, very skinny machine, and it would steer on either end in order to get around the tight corners that we had to navigate. But it worked very well, and we completed 13 and a half miles of crushed rock with that machine.
Wow. And so you do this incredible job because, you know, your book, again, is Detours to Destiny, a memoir. You can get it on Amazon.com. And we're speaking with Ellington Halverson. And, you know, Ellington, you look at what you did, which is incredible. And then you have this work and poof, a flood comes along. And that's one of those detours you're talking about. What happens when the flood comes along? You've won this bid. You certainly have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. And what happened?
Well, this is a 1,500-year flood that wiped out, literally reformed the interior of the canyon. And it moved boulders the size of an automobile in several cases.
Wow.
It took all of our equipment out of the canyon. We never saw most of it again. And we parked everything above the floodplain, supposedly, above the 100-year floodplain. And the job was a bitter design job. We had to guarantee 600 gallons of water at the end of the pipeline. And when the flood came, the pipeline was full of water. It was ready to turn over to the Park Service, except for dressing in the trails and just cleaning up the site. And the flood took out 8.5 miles of the pipeline. And took out several bridges that we had built down there and just totally destroyed our project. And the government took the position that since it was an act of God, it was the contractor's responsibility to replace the pipeline at no cost to the government. Well, we fought that very very hard, myself and my attorney, and we met for months with the Park Service attorneys, a battery of attorneys that always confronted us, and we had, true that we had designed the pipeline, but we had put it where they had staked it. And we said that you staked it in the wrong place. We built the pipeline. It was a good pipeline, but it wasn't our fault, you know. The pipeline was staked wrong. And so they just argued with us all the time regarding that.
Yeah. And then eventually what happens, right, is that you ended up on the, so you're emotionally shot, you're penniless in a sense because you're out all this cash, and then how did you resolve it?
Well, I played them along for the last half of the summer, and just arguing with them in the, finally, in the fall of the year, in one of our meetings, I came in and I said, I have good news for you, that I will put the pipe back in the pipeline. I will put the pipeline back in place at no cost to the government. I have a builder's all-risk policy that I haven't told anyone about with Lloyd's of London that will do that. And they just became jubilant, and they were doing high flying. We knew you'd come around to our way of thinking, and they were just having a party. And after it settled down just a little bit, I said, I have one favor, though, to ask of you. And he said, oh, sure, we'll be glad to help, Elling. I said, I need the canyon put back in place the way it was when I bid the job. And I just had him. I nailed him.
Oh, I love that story. So that's just one of many stories. We can't tell all your stories, but that's the idea of why you want to read about this fascinating man, because he's had an unusual life. Why did you write the book, and what do you hope people take away from this, Elling?
Well, I've had such an unusual life that started out with twin sons that had Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. It seems like I was always up against some problem that I had to figure out how to get around it. And they told me that my sons wouldn't live past mid-teens. And my wife and I just went in the arboretum at the University of Washington and cried our hearts out. One of those sons is still living. He's 63 years old. The other one we just lost a couple of years ago, but not to Duchenne's. We lost him to cancer of the liver.
Wow.
We don't know. But I had problems like this throughout my entire life, but we overcame them all the time. And my two sons, they have... they've been so successful. They have 120-something trophies for softball and basketball teams that they coach. And my life has been kind of like that in so many respects. And I just share a lot of those experiences in the book. Most people who start reading the book say they can't set it down.
Yeah, because you give people, I think what they need is, hey, you can get through this because you got through some tough things and you didn't listen to what initially many times was told to you and you overcame circumstances. Elling Halvorsen, again, the book is Detours to Destiny, a memoir. Pick this book up. You won't put it down either. It's on Amazon. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome, Kate.
Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here we are in Author's Corner, and wait till you get a load of who I'm going to introduce you to. He's terrific. We had a fabulous off-air conversation. Cliff Ratza joins us, and he's got this series, this Lightning Brain series, that really, really hooked me in, and I believe it'll hook all of you in, too. Wait till you meet him. So without further ado, let's bring him forward. Hey, Cliff, how are you?
Well, good morning, Kate, and thank you very much for having me on your radio show.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Lightning Brain series, and tell everybody what you told me. What can we expect in this series? What's it like?
Well, the Lightning Brain series consists of five novels. The first is The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and it shows through the eyes of an exceptional female, Electra Kittner, a real-world possibility. The book's setting, for starters, is early in the next century, and it shows the impact of a worldwide viral pandemic linked with terrorism and harsh governments. And the book shows how the world deals with these issues.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You and I talked about it, and of course, you know, you think about it, the terrorism, virus, all of that. You talk about Electra, so she's your main character. And what is it about Electra? What do we need to know about her?
Well, Electra is exceptional She's very smart, and to the extent possible, she's able to self-direct her physiology. But she's human. She's not Superwoman. She can't leap over tall buildings at a single bound. However, at birth, her mother is struck and killed by a lightning bolt. And from neuroscience, we know that the brain is a electrochemical processor. The lightning bolt transforms her DNA and in the process makes her a very exceptional person, but she's still human.
And, of course, we're talking about The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and it's a series of books, as Cliff explained, but the particularly the one that we're talking about, The Girl with the Lightning Brain, and talking about Elektra. What was it like writing this for you, this book and this series?
Well, I've had a number of years to work on it. The whole idea of the Lightning Brain series came to me while in high school as I was reading The Inheritors, which is a novel written by William Golding. His most famous novel is, of course, Lord of the Flies. Well, in The Inheritors, the book shows the confrontation between Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. I was fascinated with the idea, and I thought it would be fascinating for me to write a series. I didn't know at the time it was going to be a series, but write a book showing a clash between different cultures. It took me years to come up with a setting, that means the storyline and characters, that would allow me to explore it. And I'm doing it through a viral pandemic, worldwide terrorism, and a harsh government. By the way, my novel has in it a Donald Trump-like president.
Wow, it's almost like you forecast the future for us. How about that?
Well, I have no crystal ball.
It sure seems like it. So you can get Cliff's books. Of course, Cliff Ratz, you can get the book The Lightning Brain Series and The Girl with the Lightning Brain by going to Amazon.com. So you had this, it's great, you had this idea rattling around starting from high school, and you and I talked about this, Cliff. You know, a lot of people talk about writing books or coming up with novels, and you actually did it. What ultimately inspires you? You come up with these really great plots. How do you come up with these plots enough to fill the series?
Well, I never wanted to write anything unless I had something interesting to say and something new to say. I'm pretty good with words. I'm pretty good with numbers. I have a bunch of degrees. I consider myself a simple scholar. And through my experience and my imagination, I was able to concoct a storyline and characters that let me play out these scenarios.
Wow. And so then you've played them out. And what's been the reaction to your books among the people you know?
Both reviewers, critics, and authors alike enjoy how I'm able to make the books entertaining. Many books, I read many genres of books, many classics as well. And the challenge today is having a writing style that today's busy readers find engaging. People are pressed for time. So what I'm told is that my books have a great pace to them. At the same time, they explore in depth issues and characters that the readers find engaging.
Wow, and engagement is everything. And you said it. You set us up well, that people don't have a lot of time. So you've got to be able to get them interested right away. What I found that was also pretty revealing about your series of books is I think anyone can read this. I think young people can read it and older people can read it. I really think your target demographic is a lot of different people. What do you think?
I would agree, and thank you for that compliment, because the book should appeal to adolescents as well as adults. The topics are adult, but a smart adolescent would be able to dive in and enjoy. Each book is separate. They build on one another, but you can dive in, and each book gives the background so you can pick up right away where the other books in the series left off.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading The Girl with the Lightning Brain and the Lightning Brain series?
Well, the books can be read at, a bunch of different levels. At the highest level, it's a riveting action adventure. It moves right along. And I think the readers will always find the endings leave them waiting for the next book. They can't wait for the next book to come out. By the way, there are three on the market right now. Number four has just been published. Number five is written. And we'll get that on the market as soon as the first four have been fully marketed. By the way, I have a wonderful marketing company working with me, Prime Solutions and John Kane. And I'm so happy they found your show for me to be interviewed on.
Well, thank you for that, definitely. And I agree with you on John. When we look at writing this series and writing this character, and you have her in different situations, and this is a tough question, but I'm dying to ask you this. What is the favorite place that you've put Electra that you had to, you know, worm her way out of and figure out? Do you have a favorite plot line that you did in all the books?
Well, Electra, and the actress that I would pick to play Electra would be Keira Knightley. Electra is a striking female. She has great, you know, features as well as physical abilities, but she also has endearing flaws. And I think the readers will empathize with her struggle to become more compassionate, and readers will like her. As far as the predicaments we put her in, well, a bunch of them. I'll mention one just briefly. Electra is immune from this virus. The virus is called the Techno Plague. The Techno Plague. It's a man-made mutant virus that escaped from a laboratory. The laboratory was developing a cure for Alzheimer's. However, Electra accidentally poisons herself with the T Plague, and she's fighting for her life.
Wow. All right, so she's fighting for her life. That accidentally happens, and that puts her in a very, very precarious situation. And Cliff, you said this, and I'll tell you again, Cliff Ratza, you can get his series, his book on Amazon, the one that we're talking about, The Girl with the Lightning Brain. And you described yourself as a simple scholar, but I got to go back and say, I mean, you taught at several universities, big universities. You worked for corporations and then started a bunch of companies. So I love that you had this rattling around in your brain and that then you let it loose. And it has to be here with this part of your career and doing this. It has to be satisfying for you. Is it satisfying?
I find that writing is a pleasure. The more I write, the more I enjoy writing. And I've written nonfiction my entire career, doing business plans, doing newsletters and website copy for my clients. I have a consulting business as well as having worked in industry and teaching. And it's just a very enjoyable activity, the writing. I write because I have something to say, and my greatest reward is having the readers enjoy what I'm writing.
Oh, that's a perfect place to end this, and you will enjoy this. The Girl with the Lightning Brain and the Lightning Brain series, you'll find it very tough to put down. Cliff, congratulations on all your successes, and keep writing. Thank you.
Kate, thank you for having me on your show.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.